Following a ride malfunction that killed one person and injured several others at the Ohio State Fair this week, state officials want to assure fairgoers in New York that they do everything that's possible to ensure that rides here are safe. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The state's Department of Labor is in charge of certifying rides at carnivals and fairs across the state. Inspectors look at rides at traveling carnivals and fairs every time they're set up in a new location. In a statement, Labor Department officials say the department will reinspect all rides owned by any company that are like the Fireball, the aggressive thrill ride involved in the fatal accident in Ohio. New York State Fair Acting Director Troy Waffner notes all rides that are set up at the state fairgrounds are inspected not just by the state, but also by a third-party inspector employed by the fair, as well as inspectors from Wade Shows, the company that runs the Midway.
It's not just a visual inspection. They go through them bolt by bolt if they have to make sure they're being put up correctly, to make sure they meet the manufacturer's spec as they're being put up. And if any of the inspectors don't feel comfortable with that, the ride gets shut down.
The New York State Fair starts in just under a month. Rides start arriving at the fairgrounds next week. Waffner says inspections will begin as soon as those rides are taken off the trucks. The Fireball isn't one of the rides slated for this year's fair. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.